right. I'm going to open the February 20th meeting of the Board of Fire Commissioners at 1:05 p.m. Way of just updating you, Commissioner Naylor won't be here. She was called to Boston this morning. And I just hope you all keep her in your prayers. And Chief Olson is was called to an emergency meeting of EMS today at the same time. Evidently, their director has resigned, and they need a fairly important position, and the chief is the vice chair, I believe, of that organization. So, unfortunately, we're going to have a abbreviated meeting. We're not going to be able to do, or certainly the two of us can do, but I don't think that's appropriate. We'll probably have to have another meeting fairly soon after this, but we'll have to see how Commissioner Naylor makes out. With that, at our last time, we, as to minutes, we did not have a meeting in January, although the board met three times on three other union negotiations, which will hopefully start very shortly. Shortly being, well, it won't be next week, and probably around the 1st of March, I'll be out of town for a week. So we did minutes there. As I have been informed that all of them are on the website. Some of them may be in draft form, but those are still the minutes. So I think we're up to date there. If we're missing one, that'll be about it. I forgot to start this off by asking who was recording today. Okay, Amy Cates and Barbara Trainer Tessier. Is there any public comment? Just a moment. Yep, we're going to ask you to.
Barbara Trainer Tessier. I just have an open meeting law violation to file with the board, and it's regarding minutes, and it's self-explanatory. Okay.
Okay. Hopefully, we'll make that available to anybody that's interested.
Are you all set?
Go right ahead.
Amy Cates. There was a failure to correct a problem that you were aware of in the previous union contract, and it's now become commonplace. I was wondering what the board was planning to do about it. I'm referring to the firefighters earning vacation time during their injury leave. It shouldn't really have been an issue because I think the union contract seemed clear-cut. But in the first place, I think management's response should have been to have abided by the best interests of the district. And if the firefighter that was involved at the time that had an issue, it should have been probably resolved through the grievance process. So I just wanted to get a sense of what the board was planning to do about that issue. It was from 2-3 years ago, I guess, the previous contract?
I believe that I've answered this question from you before, where it's on the list for contract negotiations, to clarify it,
right,
the conflict.
Okay, but there's not going to be a resolution. There's not going to be a resolution until there's the new contract.
They can't be.
It's going to stand.
Yeah.
It's going to stand. Okay. And is it likely that there won't be an executive session today?
Yes.
There will not be.
There will not be.
Okay. Then I'll save my comments till the next meeting then. Thank you for the opportunity.
Okay.
Thanks, Don.
Thank you, Don. Sure. Just push the button. All right. Now, one good thing, litigation is over in one of our cases, finally. I think we all know that. There were, Chief has indicated that for monthly activity sheets, we had 35 rescue calls and 28 engine runs. the under old business, they want to get going on replacing the ambulance. I'm thinking at this stage is probably a May issue. And so that'll probably be how that'll have to go. We presently have 14 call firefighters, which is the highest number we've had in a long time. Union contract negotiations, which I mentioned recently, earlier, are ongoing. We'll be meeting with the union. We have completed our process. After this meeting, I'll be sending I need to send a letter to the union and ask for a couple of dates, and then we start to meet. We were back to full time with full strength, I should say, with our staffing, but on February 5th, but someone else is now out on injury. So we're still down a person. The chief would like to send firefighter Emerson to firefighter EMT paramedic Emerson to the State Fire Academy in September. So we'll discuss that with him further, and it's on the agenda. So we also have a pending retirement as of March 31st. So we'll have to decide how we're going to go through the hiring process. We do have two people on the existing list that had been vetted, but I don't know at this stage if we want to try and get a bigger list or just go from those two. So the chief will have to bring that forward. Under new business, we're staying with Calm for dispatching. They're trying to bring everything into under one roof in Barnstable, for they being the districts, I guess, the five districts are trying to, and Calm would be the place to go. They got all the equipment. So we will still, that's a sort of a work in progress. And as most of you know, we did negotiate a significant reduction with Calm, excuse me, 2 years ago. And that's about it. Do you have anything you'd like to add or discuss? So I sorry about these last minute things, but certainly Commissioner Nail's is understandable as well as the chief's. Not much we can do about that. And once again, I'd ask you to keep Brenda in your mind. So make a motion. We adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor, aye.
Aye. Okay.